Essay 84. The Censorship System of the Cult Physics. This has been a total failure, but it's important to know how it operates behind the scenes. The most obvious sign of its existence is the use of Wikipedia for propaganda. I was completely unaware of its existence in pre-Google days, and did not miss it one little bit. Someone posted a brief entry on my work in the days before I was appointed a civil list pensioner in the spring of 2005. Suddenly, this harmless entry was mutilated completely by a moderator called Science Guy. There are good reasons to believe that this was Aklesh Laktakia of Penn State University at University Park. I've been foolish enough to invite him to write an article for one of my Advances in Chemical Physics productions. Subsequently, a series of abusive emails was traced by computer to close proximity of his department at University Park. In my experience, the way in which appointments were made at University Park was arbitrary. Laktakia was instrumental in having me appointed with some vacuous title of Visiting Senior Associate. I forget the title, but it was unpaid. This was an instance of censorship by the cult physics. Subsequently, I've got into Wikipedia in several ways, for what it's worth. But if someone tried to post a full-scale article on myself as among the most productive and influential of physicists of the 21st century, it would disappear after a few hours or days at most. Wikipedia has an inbuilt and automated censorship system that removes arguments it does not like, and keeps an automated blacklist of people it does not like. They've never heard of the US Constitution or human rights. These arguments have been read tens of millions of times worldwide off the ECE sites, but they will not be found in Wikipedia. This censorship system is decided upon in anonymity by obscure people who know very little about physics. I got into an argument with one of them, who finally admitted that he was a journalist who knew nothing about my work or about science. Finally, he lost his temper and removed me completely from Wiki, much to my amusement. When my entry was mutilated, there ensued one of the most protracted arguments in the short history of Wikipedia. Not between myself and Wikipedia, but supporters of my theory and Wikipedia. This argument was so well known that it was discussed in a conference paper dealing with the nature of Wikipedia, whether it is an encyclopedia or a collection of arbitrary and uncontrolled postings, whether it is really anything to do with education or a sinister censorship system that may be used to vilify genuine scholarship. If the lurking thought police of Wikipedia do not like you, they remove all trace of your existence from its venerable pages. This is as old as humankind. Argument is vulgar and often convincing, and it can become very interesting, and dangerous to authority. All the failed detritus of the cult physics is on display at Wiki, its tedious claims about the Higgs boson, and so on. In my experience with its anonymous and ill-mannered journalist, its moderation system does not exist. It merely gives the impression of existence. The sinister side of all this is obvious. Innocent, original thinkers can be branded and their careers can be destroyed by misinformation. I'm very fortunate in that my achievements, for what they're worth, are well known and recognized. But what if a young postdoctoral is nullified by Wiki for thinking too much? I was nullified twice, despite being a world record holder, and I cannot recall many people jumping to my defense. It is sometimes convenient to nullify a rival for tenure and just to let it happen, keeping as quiet as a mouse. I think that Wiki is a sinister development. Fortunately, the real reference vehicles, such as Marquee, are also freely available online, so anyone blotted out by Wiki can be looked up in Marquee. The danger is that people will begin to think that Wiki has authority, merely because it says that it has authority. This process has already begun. Wiki has started to assert that it is a university and gives out degrees. This is precisely why it is difficult to get rid of despotism. The masses are easily swayed and frightened into resigned silence or the perpetuation of strident dogma all out of tune. It is safe to run with the crowd. One wrong move in cult physics will have you burnt at the electronic stake, and your mouse won't save you. Why should anyone want to be in Wiki? The answer is the same as that for vanity publishing. I should think that most people get others to post butter and soap, together with a very nice picture, probably years out of date. The childish rubbish posted on Wiki is all that remains of detraction long forgotten, and now has the effect of increasing interest in my work by driving readers towards the ECE websites, www.aias.us, atomicprecision.com, and upitech.org.